Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nair Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. How to Invest, Masters on the Craft by David M. Rubenstein provides an insightful exploration into the complexities of investment strategies through interviews with some of the world's leading investors. Rubenstein, a co-founder of the Carlyle Group, one of the world's largest and most successful investment firms, uses his extensive experience and network to extract the timeless principles that have guided successful investors. The book offers a unique blend of direct advice and anecdotal experiences that aim to shape the reader's understanding of investment beyond mere numbers and charts. Through thought-provoking conversations, Rubenstein unveils the nuanced art of investing, making it accessible to both the novice investor and the market veteran. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding investment psychology. One of the pivotal themes tackled by David M. Rubenstein in How to Invest is the psychological aspect of investing. The author meticulously explores how emotional and psychological factors play critical roles in investment decisions. Through interviews, successful investors reveal their experiences with fear, greed, patience, and risk tolerance. The narrative delves into how overcoming psychological barriers and maintaining emotional equilibrium can lead to more informed and less impulsive investment choices. This topic not only underscores the need for a robust mental framework, but also pushes the reader to self-reflect and perhaps seek to understand their psychological makeup in relation to investment behavior. Secondly, the importance of economic understanding. Rubenstein deeply integrates the importance of understanding economic indicators and trends in making savvy investment choices. By discussing various economic cycles, market conditions, and fiscal policies, he highlights how top investors use this information to time their investments or hedge against potential downturns. In How to Invest, the emphasis on economic literacy is clear, as evidenced by discussions around GDP growth rates, inflation figures, and unemployment data. From the interviews, readers can learn how to interpret these indicators themselves and apply them to their investment decisions, potentially improving their ability to identify lucrative investment opportunities and avoid pitfalls. Thirdly, diversification strategies. Diversification is a key strategy frequently discussed in How to Invest. Rubenstein explores different approaches to diversification, from traditional asset allocation across stocks, bonds, and real estate, to more sophisticated methods involving international markets and alternative investments like private equity and commodities. This topic is crucial as it teaches investors how to spread risk and enhance the potential for reward. The book provides a deep dive into how successful investors diversify their portfolios to protect themselves against market volatility and economic downturns, offering practical advice on achieving optimal diversification. Fourthly, the impact of technological advancements. In an era dominated by rapid technological change, understanding its impact on investments is crucial. Rubenstein addresses how technology not only shapes industries, but also creates new investment opportunities and risks. From fintech innovations improving accessibility to financial markets to AI and machine learning revolutionizing investment analysis, How to Invest sheds light on how technology is reshaping the financial landscape. The discussions also cover the importance of staying updated with technological trends to make informed investment decisions, particularly in sectors like biotechnology, renewable energy, and cybersecurity. Lastly, ethical and socially responsible investing. Another significant aspect covered in Rubenstein's book is the growing trend towards ethical and socially responsible investing. This approach considers environmental, social, and governance, ESG, criteria to generate long-term competitive financial returns and positive societal impact. The book explores how investment in sustainable businesses has moved from a niche to a mainstream strategy among leading investors. Rubenstein provides insights on how embracing socially responsible investing can not only fulfill a moral criterion, but also mitigate risks and explore new growth avenues fueled by global societal trends. In conclusion, How to Invest, Masters on the Craft by David M. Rubenstein is a must-read for anyone interested in the complexities of investment from a holistic perspective. The insights and strategies shared by renowned investors make it invaluable for both beginners and seasoned market players. The broad range of topics from psychological aspects to technological impacts offers a comprehensive understanding that can significantly enhance one's investment approach. Reading this book not only educates on various financial instruments and markets, but also encourages a responsible and informed investment mindset, which is crucial in today's volatile market environment. If you would like to support David M. Rubenstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.